There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
Rise up in splendor, Jerusalem. Your light has come. The glory of the Lord shines upon you. See, darkness covers the earth and thick clouds cover the peoples, but upon you the Lord shines. Raise your eyes and look about you. The Lord comes. Hello, my friend. It's good to take a little time and reflection today on this weekend when Christian people throughout the world and possibly others with us, each in our own way, celebrate the epiphany of the Lord, the manifestation of the Almighty in a moment, the coming of God in Christ Jesus, the babe. And we hear that beautiful story again told in churches around the world, already being told now, Matthew 2:1-12, of the Magi and their conversation with King Herod, and then they're following the star. They're going in search diligently for the child, and then coming upon the child with his mother Mary, opening their treasures, and then, because of a warning and a dream, moving on. So the world is a treacherous place, and yet God continues to show up, the manifestation of the mighty in a moment. And we're taking one now, a moment, to sense God, who may have been in the most mundane of minutes ago, when you finished your dishes and sat down at a chair, or cleaned out your car and waited for a moment before you went into the house. Where is it that, in the breaking of time, time breaks open beyond time, possibly in a smile or a laugh or a long, loving glance, we might feel the one we have no name for, risking here naming Christ, the Anointed One, the Light of God, beaming and shining through. I'm in Golden, Colorado now, and yesterday was beautiful here. It was full of golden light. No wonder it's named that. It was a warm day in the 50s, and today, now, somewhere in the 30s and snow on the ground, maybe in the 20s, and I'm staying in the homes of friends of mine, Dave and Meredith Longy, with their four wonderful children, Olivia and Holden and Bennett and Bryce, all out sliding on the snow in their little front yard here. They created a hill, and they're having fun. And God, in that little place, in that little moment, I believe, manifest. And you might see a picture or two of them here. God shines. And last night, we were in another home here in Golden, Mike and Raina Black's home with their children and friends, and we circle up for a mountain moment to have a little time and reflection, to experience God coming into our lives again. God, presence already, present. And it was wonderful as we settled into prayer. A few prayers rose up for the needs of family members. And then two in the circle spoke of the pain and suffering in the Republic of Central Africa, the Central African Republic that's in huge pain and suffering and has been for a while, and only a little bit recorded, I believe, in our papers and in our press. But in the lives of these two people, because they serve there, first in the Peace Corps and then in other ways. And they told the story that's been told in back pages and in religious journals of an imam and an archbishop and their close relationship, where they're walking with, quotes, their own people, acknowledging that they have been one people, that there have been more than just peaceful coexistence, but a real life in that nation. And now, for many reasons, probably, but for a few, there's great suffering and pain and violence and break between people of different religions, break at the very heart of where God is, where God wants to be known in love. God in the babe, God in this moment, God in a sled on a little snow side, God in your moments as we step back from the wonderful times of Christmas and possibly feel the darkness of those clouds over nations as a darkness over our own heart, we might let smiles or a glance or a moment like this let life rise again in our hearts. God, the Mighty One, we would say Almighty, many of us would break through in the small, in the instant, the infinitesimal, the Now, present in your breath and mine in the snow outside this house, and the children gleefully on the side of a little front lawn hill, the youngest of whom broke into tears a while ago because he hadn't slid before, and there he was in his own little disc coming down the slide, and then in 3 minutes, riding with his mother, and then a minute after that, "No, Mommy, I can ride." Where is it that our courage and our insight from experience breaks us into a path of freedom and delight and ability to invite others to make our way up and down hills, here around mountains and through passes and possibly on a slope somewhere today? Maybe you have been. It isn't all work and drudgery, and we haven't just been doing kitchen work or car work. We've been having fun. And in the midst of that, God is present. It's not only in our churches. In fact, so many of us say now that it is our experiences of our day we take to church, not so much in our church that we find the experiences of our day. We celebrate them there. The showing of God, God's manifestation in the many, many ways, experiences, tears and laughters, meals cooked well and some maybe not, that had us smiling and laughing because we knew that in the midst of it, we had love and forgiveness and a moment unlike any other. Paul tells us in the reading for tomorrow or this day or any day from Ephesians 3 and then 2 to 3 and 5 to 6, near the end of it, he says, "It has been now revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit." In other words, for everybody who's getting filled with this good news, that the Gentiles, so the people of the other nations, are co-heirs, members of the same body. Not just to receive the news, but members of one body and co-partners in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. What an amazing thing to say in the middle of hard times and treachery, in a place where Christianity was burdened, but any religious path was, by politics and economics, as today's strain would make it difficult for us to believe the outbreaking, the showing, the epiphany of God in the moment and the mundane, the almighty here and now, and that it would be for all of us, that each of us, and together our co-partners in this promise of new life, that somehow together we're co-heirs and members of the same body, and that in a mighty moment the God of life and light is manifest through any darkness we might feel or sense. Now, and as we draw another breath and take another moment, we might reflect any way you wish on this amazing showing of God. And smile, and let's roll up our sleeves and go at it. We're just a couple days into this year, or we're just into this moment now. And you and I and everyone can make all the difference in the world that needs a difference made, for we are one. The Lord give you peace and enjoy your own reflections, and let us continue to join each other in the one Spirit that has made us one.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.
There is a light that can overcome the darkness. There is no darkness that can overcome the light.